What are you doing?
Excuse me.
Pardon? What are you doing?
I'm just superimposing this to,
Why?
Well, you see, Norman, who's just gone upstairs to go and get the news, the latest world news, will be coming down in about 1.5 minutes' time to read the news. Yes. If we don't tell him, you see, I'm writing... to the listeners at home, they don't know we've got little cassettes marked what's happening, you see, and for the blip, I'm going to put it on the Knox, you see. So every time he reads the news, and instead of getting a he's going to get a sort of thing, yeah.
Hey, good. Do you think he'll break up?
No, he's too. He's in a very serious mood today. He's got a cold in his left kneecap.
Oh, dear.
Is he back yet?
No, he's not here yet.
Oh, well, let's play the jingle and see if he gets back in time.
And here he is,
Walker. Yes. Yes. Excuse me. I'll just get my chair in here. Yes. Yes. Oh, my goodness. The deadline is Saturday.
Yet, mate. You're going to give the time.
Oh, yes. It's 3:30, fast approaching there, that off. Yes. Right, and it's almost time for the use. That takes ages to get there. I tell you, it really does.
Yeah, no, here we are with that.
Oh, are we? Right.
Wonderful. Radio London, news around the clock.
Deadline Saturday, February the 25th, Birkenhead. Britain's second Polaris submarine, Renown, was launched this morning by the wife of the Defence Minister, Mr. Healy. Thousands of shipyard workers and their families cheered as it was launched, but outside the shipyard there were scuffles with police as anti-nuclear demonstrators tried to climb the gates. America. The search for the man who claims to be the Boston Strangler, Albert DeSilvo, has spread to Canada this morning after reports that he was seen heading for Ontario in a car. Police and customs officials have been warned as he is thought to be carrying a gun. DeSilvo escaped yesterday from a mental hospital in Massachusetts. Saigon. A massive sweep of American and South Vietnamese forces through the guerrilla-held territory 70 miles northwest of Saigon has continued with little resistance. A spokesman in Saigon said this morning that there had been few casualties. Peking. It was learned a short time ago that thousands of people have taken part in a rally to mark the banning of 9 Red Guard groups accused of being against the Cultural Revolution. And India. In the elections, there were 109 of the 520 seats yet to be declared. The Congress Party still needs 37 to get an absolute majority. And so far, they have won 224. And finally, the weather forecast. This afternoon, most areas will have some scattered showers, and these may be heavy at times. Winds will be moderate to strong southwesterly, reaching gale force on coastal regions. Temperatures will reach the high of around 8 centigrade, 46 degrees Fahrenheit, and the outlook continuing dry with some scattered showers. Temperatures will be near normal. With all probability, there will be another newscast in an hour's time, and... This is Norman St. John reporting.
Wonderful Radio London, it's just great for fun.